Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When we interviewed our next guest 2 years ago, his company had just been created but was still part of the parent company. Since then, it has gained enough traction and business to become its own entity. Jamie Thomas is CEO of Cognito Forms in Columbia, South Carolina. And a quick disclaimer, the Greater Blythewood Chamber of Commerce, of which I am the executive director, is a customer of Cognito Forms. Jamie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Mike. Appreciate it.
For our listeners who might have missed that show 2 years ago, give us a brief history and overview of Cognito.
Great. So we started Cognito Forms at VC3. We were doing software development. We realized when we were working with customers that they had all these needs over and over again. They wanted custom solutions, and it was just really expensive to create those custom solutions for them. So we set out to create Cognito Forms. It's an online platform that allows people anywhere to collect information and then use it for their businesses or organizations. A great example of that would be like a camp director. They want to create a form to allow parents to sign up for summer camp. They want to make sure that only a certain number of people can sign up for, you know, ages 3 through 5. They want to collect payment, maybe a deposit, maybe create a document for medical purposes they can print out. All of those things can be done through Cognito Forms.
And then the company grew and grew as part of VC3, and now you are a completely separate company.
That's right. So it's a global product, self-service. Anyone in the world can sign up for it. So, you know, we launched it in a beta about 4 years ago, and it's slowly grown. We now have lots of paid customers around the world. And through that growth, we now realize we have an opportunity to, you know, spin off financially, but also that allows us to focus.
And was that the goal all along, to become a separate company?
Yes, I think so. I mean, ultimately, we wanted to take our knowledge and our talent that was really a local talent with those local customers and really try to embrace the world and provide that solution worldwide.
What have been your challenges along the way?
I think the biggest challenge for us is learning how to be a successful company, local company, but a successful company on a worldwide scale. There's not a lot of experience building a software as a service company of this nature in Columbia. So just kind of learning the ropes. It's been the fun and most challenging aspect of it.
And what about competition? I mean, forms. Okay, just online form, creating forms. We have Google, Google Docs, Google Sheets. Will they be attacking your business?
Yeah, so there's definitely Google Forms. There's Microsoft Forms. There's a lot of people in the form space. We definitely have competitors. We knew about those products before we started building the product, and we knew that they weren't what we wanted. They weren't capable enough. They weren't flexible enough.
We talk about entrepreneurship, and in particular, technology entrepreneurs here in South Carolina. And there have been historically a lot of challenges there. How has your experience been in growing a technology business here in South Carolina? Talent, funding, that kind of thing.
Well, that's the amazing thing. I think that the time is right for anyone that has a great idea to do amazing things in the entrepreneurial space and the technology space in Columbia and South Carolina in general. There's great technical schools turning out great technical talent. And so really, you just need to have a great idea. You can use cloud services that are readily available to scale quickly. It's a great place to live. There's great people, great history of technology. So really, what you need is a great idea and then the desire to go after it.
And what's next for Cognito Forms?
I'm glad you asked. So a couple of things there. One is to allow the forms to interact with and collect and share information with other forms, really creating applications or empowering people to create applications to collect information in unique and compelling ways. Another cool thing relating to the local community is we're actually engaging with USC for a capstone project where students will be able to create a system that will turn a Cognito form into, say, an Alexa skill, so that camp director can actually send out this new skill through Alexa, and maybe parents could actually start the enrollment process for their summer camp through a voice assistant like Alexa.
These smart home devices are just getting into everything, aren't they?
They absolutely are.
And how about the final goal for the company? Is the goal to eventually sell out to another firm or to try to stay independent and keep growing?
Our goal right now is to continue to grow. We'll definitely probably get additional funding to kind of rocket fuel us into a new trajectory. But right now, our goal is to add some of the compelling features that are on our roadmap. And we want to become a name brand. We want people to be like, oh, I want to collect information. Let me use Cognito Forms.
Jamie, thanks so much for the update.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.
Jamie Thomas is CEO of Cognito Forms, based in Columbia. And a disclaimer, the Greater Blythewood Chamber of Commerce, of which I am the executive director, is a customer of Cognito Forms. We will have a link to Jamie's company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.